Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, Courtney Turp with 3B Sofuse. Sorry I'm a couple of minutes late without running errands and just barely got back in the nick of time. We've got a lot to talk about in a short amount of time, but it's all super important stuff, and it was things that just couldn't wait. The first order of business that I think that all of us have been feeling heavy-hearted about this past week, something that I don't like to report. For those of you that have listened to 3B Soap Reviews over the last few years, we've had people that have been avid supporters of our show and of everything that we've ever done, and we're grateful to you. And if you've been listening to the show pretty consistently, there have been some consistent presences in 3B Soap Reviews in terms of callers and people that were always weighing in and things like that. I was informed that one of our very own, she went by B. Puda on Twitter, Vanessa Renee, has passed away. And she was in her early 30s. I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% sure, but I found her obituary because she and I had some communication just about some personal things and business things. And so I knew where she was located at. So, you know, it was something that came as a shock to me. I knew that she had been having some trouble. I wasn't 100% sure what the trouble was, just because I'm not somebody that likes to pry. If it's not something you don't want to talk about, you know, I'm not going to push you. And, you know, we never went into a deep conversation about her health issues, just knowing that she had had some and I had had some, so that we just kind of related and have that common ground. Just a few things I just want to say about it. It really, really hits home when you lose one of your own. And it's not just about being a family where the Ajami family is concerned, but since the very first time that I ever started, Vanessa was right there. And even when things were hard and when things got a little rocky where we were all concerned, especially when the storylines were completely dividing all the fan bases even more divided than we were. And whenever we started the Code of Silence, which I know that shook the boat with a lot of people, a lot of fan bases were very resentful towards me and other people that were participating in that. And I'm still under the impression that some of the actors weren't too thrilled about it either, just because we're rocking the boat with their employment. And so with all of that, you know, the message that we were trying to send to everybody was that we do this because we love you, and we do this because we know it's important to you, and that's something Vanessa understood. From day one, Vanessa always understood that. And she was always, always right behind me the whole time. And she let me know that. On a consistent basis, she let me know, I've got your back, and she always did. And that's something I want to say to all of you that have been so supportive of the show for the past few years. You've been just rock-solid support systems, and losing her, it leaves a really, really big hole in the world. And some of my fondest memories of her was when, like I said, when we started the Code of Silence, and all of you started kind of drop off the map one by one. You were kind of learning what we were doing. And I knew that there would be some backlash, and the other people that that participated in the Code of Silence, they also knew that, and there are some people that are still, you know, reaping consequences because of that. And it does kill, it doesn't kill your ratings in terms of, you know, people that understand what you're doing. It was more so you looked to be a little bit too emotionally invested. And it had nothing to do with the storylines themselves. It had everything to do with the art form, and that's something she understood. And one of my fondest memories of hers, when everything was just really rocky and really rough, she talked to me and she said, you know, I know that what you're doing is for the betterment of our fan base, for the show itself, and I'm hoping that your message gets across to them because you have an understanding of what is important in terms of, you know, of what was important to keep the genre alive, and that was you. And that was something that I tried to press into the minds of Ken Corday and everybody. And I just tried to say that it was something that I did for you. I did it because, and we did it, it wasn't just me, we did it because we love you and because we want you to always be able to go home and turn on your TVs or pull up your DVR and be able to enjoy something that may be the only thing that lights up your day. And that's something that Vanessa understood. And I'm going to miss her so much. And it was a hard, hard loss for me. And I hated the circumstances of how I had to hear about it. I had been wondering about her. And it just breaks my heart. So, you know, wherever you are, I hope that you realize how much we love you and that the Jammy family is going to miss you so much. And, you know, I'm really attempting not to fall apart about it, but I know that what you were going through was something that you just got tired of having to deal with, and I understand that. Sometimes you just get tired, and that's something I completely understand. But you are so loved, so, so loved, and we're going to miss you so much. And I want to say a very, very special thanks to Billy Flynn for taking the time out of his day to make a video for her. That was absolutely the classiest thing I've seen an actor do lately, to take your time to do that. And I know that you're busy, and I know all of you are busy, especially in daytime. I mean, they work you to death over at the studio, and I know that, but you're dedicated, and you're always sharp, and the fact that you took the time out of your day to do that was just an absolute class act, and I just can't thank you enough for doing that for her, because I know how important that would have been for her to know that people from her favorite show took the time out of their day to say how important she was and how sad they are by the loss of you. So thank you so much, Billy, for doing that. That was absolutely wonderful. Jenny and I send our condolences to the family, and we are wanting to get with her family. That's why we've been doing the research we've been doing, so that we can reach out to her family and get something together from us. And so if you want to chip in, if there's something you want to do, you know, if you want to send a bouquet of flowers or something, get with me, and I'll get you the address after I've got it all together. But moving on from that very, very sad subject, I was, you know, in the process of doing all this, and when Billy was doing this, I saw that there is going to be Flynn at the Falls. I think that's just the cutest little tagline. Is a Billy Flynn fan event that's going to be at Niagara Falls. And of course, you know, we've been, Jenny and I are so busy all the time, and we never have, we were originally going to go to Toronto, but, you know, and I had been invited to do that, and, you know, things kind of fell apart and I wasn't able to go. But I was hoping that, you know, something would come up to where we would be able to have it enough advance notice that we'd be able to go. And, you know, this came up. And so, you know, some conversations were passed between me and some people back and forth about it. And then I approached Jenny and asked if she wanted to go. And so here's the official announcement. We'll be in Niagara Falls at the Billy Flynn fan event. So if you guys want to meet up and kind of do a little meet and greet kind of thing, and I'd love to meet all of you guys, especially, I mean, just all of you that have been so supportive of the shows that we've done over the last few years, of course, we want absolutely to meet you. And some people have already said that they'll be there and they want to meet up, and I think that's just great. I think you're the most important thing that drives, you know, that drives days, that drives the fan events, that drives us, those of us that do the review shows. I mean, you guys are what do it, because your passion for your favorite soaps is what's putting us in the position that we're in, to where we can do what we love every day, and that is to watch our favorite shows and then get to talk about it. And so we are super excited about coming to Niagara Falls and hanging out with you guys. It's going to be an absolute blast. So we will see you there. That's October 3rd and 4th. They're still working on their website, what they told me, and they will we'll get more details of everything as time goes on. But put it in your calendar, and when it approaches, and whenever we make it there, we do want to kind of do, we're going to try to get there earlier, you know, and meet everybody and do all that, because I know several of you have emailed me about that, wanting to meet up and everything, and we will absolutely do that. Moving on to what's been going on the soaps in terms of spoilers and what's been going on the shows. I want to go back over Young and the Restless first and foremost. I've been trying to get caught up. You know, the whole thing with the intervention with Nikki, I absolutely love that. I think that Melanie Thomas Scott is so talented. And I think that that whole thing really, it hit home with me, and I thought that it was a really great show. And I know that so many of you have had your issues with Young and the Restless, but, you know, I'll be the first to tell you. And, you know, this, you know, everybody has their skeletons in their closet, but, you know, whenever they decided to do the intervention with Nikki, it really hit home with me because in recent years I've battled alcoholism, and it's, and, you know, there's many subtle different levels to that, and mine was just social things. And, you know, for me, it was always, you know, I didn't feel like I was where I needed to be emotionally in the crowd. If I didn't have a drink in my hand, I felt like it inhibited me to be somebody that they wanted me to be. And so any form of alcoholism, social, anything that you're going through, it's always great whenever you see certain situations play out in terms of the entertainment that you participate in every day. And then they, of course, all corner her and talk to her about her alcoholism. And, you know, the denial and all that kind of stuff. It was just really, really good for me, you know, and it's something that you battle for the rest of your life, and Nikki will battle it for the rest of her life, you know. It's not going to be something that she can just kick the habit. And I really appreciate Young and the Restless for doing that, because it's really something that people can appreciate and learn from. I've not been too keen. I the whole thing with Lauren and Michael and them going through what they've gone through, him, you know, wanting to split up with her, you know, that's another story that's been, that's really hit home with a lot of people, especially when it focuses on the fact that he's going through the same things that a lot of men go through every single day, having those feelings of not being able to please my wife, so I'm there's no point in me even trying, and pushing people away out of fear. So that story's been really hard for me to watch. And then, of course, the whole thing, you know, with Sage and Nick and all the other stuff with her being pregnant and whatnot, there's always those storylines that, like I always talk about on days, there's always those storylines that don't really matter to me. But, you know, I've been enjoying Sharon and Dylan, but it's just, I guess, you know, the fact that I'm still, you know, just bummed about Avery leaving. And she's one of those characters that you're like, I don't particularly like you, but I don't want you to go either. There are certain characters on Young and the Restless that I would have no problem if they disappeared. So I'm like, never mind, thank you. And that's just, you know, one of those situations where I'm not too thrilled about it. But I've not, we've been really trying to catch up on all that, and then been trying to catch up, and we're still stuck on the whole, you know, the fake Jack, real Jack, all that kind of stuff. Who's the killer and all this other, all those stories. It's like they kind of, it's one of those things where I can literally leave for a week and a half and come back and it's like nothing ever changed. I just, you know, there are certain storylines on Young and the Restless that I can't get enough of, and then there's some that, it's the same thing with Bates, that I can't get enough of, and then I just want to get away from it. And then back at Days, I've said in the past, I absolutely love the J.J. Eve Page storyline. And, of course, I'm not surprised that Eve is going to go back after Jennifer. That's just going to be an endless merry-go-round. There's been a lot of rumors, you know, going around at Days. And I've said on the last couple of shows, please don't feed into that until you've got something written in stone. Please don't feed into that. I know that it's an easy thing for you to do. I get it. But try to refrain. It's not worth it. I know that it's a habit, but there's been, rumors of Matt Ashford, who plays Jack, of him returning, which was ridiculous. I'm just going to say it. It's ridiculous. He died in an accident that was a legitimate accident, and I just don't see why he would die. He would, let's put quotations around that, he would die and then not be dead anymore. I don't get that. So I'm just kind of not going to play into that. And then, of course, everybody has been just all been out of shape because they had heard that James Scott wasn't returning to Days. You know, he said that he was open to a return and they didn't ask. The stories have changed, and that's what life is. Things change. So although that right now they're filming Days 50th doesn't end until May. The anniversary, the suites is not over until May. So, I mean, you never know. So, of course, my dog would go crazy. But it doesn't end until May. So they're subject to, you know, things are subject to change at any point. My theory at this point, just based on things that I've read, and this is my theory, please don't go and preach it like it's gospel because it might not be, is that Sammy's storyline and her basis for her return is obviously, you know, because Will is still there and just being horrible. And then Andre and her have interactions. I'm sure her and Stefano have interactions. But I think that we're going to find out that EJ is actually alive. Now, we may not see him. He may not come back. You know, he may not come back at any point. But at the same time, I know it's weird and I'm kind of strange, but even to hear, for her to find out that Stefano took EJ, that Kristen injected him with this serum and then took him away. You know, that leads up, that's a story that can be extended out for months. They love to do that. That's something that they can extend out and seriously just go on and on and on and on and on and her unfold all these different things and then find out he's alive. He's being hidden somewhere. She may leave the canvas to go find him, and then they both come back, and they're like, hey, I'm going to mess everything up now. Hello, knock you over, you know, and just completely just wipe everybody out. You know, that could be the case. It's just my theory, whatever. But it's a good theory. It's a theory that I have to go with, because if James isn't going to return, I need something concrete for me to find out that EJ's alive. And, you know, Melissa had said that she was writing there was something for EJammy fans around the anniversary. Okay. Now, I know a lot of people have been like, oh, well, she's probably just going to have memories of him and this and that. You really think that that's something for EJammy fans? Do you think that that's not something that she could have just told us? That if it wasn't something extended, that it wasn't something that was worth anything to us, do you really think that that's going to be a thing? She's going to stand around and have memories? That's what I get. Because, see, here's the thing. That even though that we may get things, you know, if that was considered the thing, okay, a recollection and having a memory of something, she's not writing any new material. They're literally taking old material that she wrote and using it to fill up that time slot. Because she's having a flashback. That's not writing new material. That's not something that's really worth talking about when EJammy's are concerned. So, that's my theory, and I'm just going to stick to it. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. So I have I've been watching and have not been watching. I don't pay attention to the Will Sonny Paul thing because I think it's stupid and a waste of my time. I'm not against, don't get me wrong, I'm not over here being homophobic and saying that I don't necessarily, you know, didn't like the story before. I liked it when Chandler Massey was Will. I liked that better. And so it's like, with this thing with Guy Wilson, it's just like, it died for me. It just died. There's some recasts that just don't make sense, and that one just didn't work for me. And I really wish that they would just fire him. I'm not trying to be ugly. He may be a very, very nice young man, but I do not like him as Will. I just don't. I just think he needs to be replaced. I think Chandler needs to come back. So, bye, Felicia. And then the Serena thing. You know what? She has got some curves on her. Okay, I was watching the other day, and like, I'm not trying to be, I'm going to sound a little lesbian. That woman is so damn gorgeous, I can't get over it. I'm like, you can just keep her on air just for people to stare at. I mean, like, seriously, she's freaking gorgeous. Give her some material that's worth a crap. I'm like, she's got way too many winding roads all over her for people not to enjoy at least her just standing there and not talking. It's like, if you're not going to give her any material that's worth a crap, make her stand there. I mean, for God's sake, she's freaking gorgeous. And I'm as straight as they come, but I'm telling you right now that if I was swinging that way, I'd ask her out. I would take her out for a nice seafood dinner and never call her again. Anyway, so that whole storyline's a complete waste of my time. I just think everything's pretty much a waste of my time, except for, like, the J.J. Eve and Paige thing. I'm still... And then, of course, Brady and Teresa are going to have, you know, some clashing and all that kind of stuff. I'm looking forward to that. I love Jen Lilly and I love Eric, so, I mean, they're going to bring it. I know they will. So, everything's dandy, you know. I'm thinking that day 50th is honestly going to be a whole lot of fun, and I'm kind of excited about it. And I'm not going to play into it too much because he who expects nothing is never disappointed. So, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to keep reading, holding out, seeing what's going on. And if they do something that just completely just, you know, screws me and, like, they didn't take me out to dinner first, I'm going to be so mad. But I'm not going to give in to it too much, just considering the fact that I'm used to this happening to us. So, anyway, next Sunday, we're never going to know where we're going to be. I'm going to say the same thing every single week. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. Of course we're going to talk about Days and Young and the Restless, of course, but what's going to happen in a seven-day period? You don't know. I'm going to be so busy this week. And, like I said, If you've got any questions, comments, concerns, anything that you want me to talk about on the air, some of you have done that lately, and thank you for doing that, just send me a DM or send me an email at queen3b@yahoo.com or whatever it is that you want to do. Or just tweet me. It's totally cool. So if you haven't followed me on Twitter, it's 3B Soap Reviews. We do Courtney Troop TV on YouTube, but we haven't really done anything with that lately. And then 3B Soap Reviews on Facebook. You can add me on Facebook, whatever you want to do. So it's been great. It's been fun. It's been a gas. And I'm going to see you guys next Sunday. And hopefully we'll have more awesome things to talk about.